The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Menacha is Dav Chof Aleph. Here in the sugya, we have the din of dam shebishlu, where the Gemara says that the iser, which is an iser chorus in Pashas Zachar and Moshe and Pashas Tzav, of one who eats chalila, one who eats a revius of dam, is chayiv chorus. That's only dam anefesh. That's only the mamish, the dam of the shechita, the same dam that's ro'ui to be maybe kapor, the same dam that's nizug al gamim mizbech. That dam, if it's eaten, and that's the way the pasuk speaks it out in Pashas Zachar and Moshe, because the dam is put on the mizbeach. And that dam, if eaten, carries with it the penalty of Achilles' chorus. Dam mevushel is mentioned by us as only luchay. What the Gemara says is dam mevushel ene oiver. What it sounds like is that it's only dirabonon. The way it would sound, that's the way it sounds from the lashon of Gemara. Amaziri dam shebishlu ene oiver alav. Ene oiver alav would sound like it's only dirabonon. You're not allowed to eat dam mevushel. The raya is that if you have cooked food, Shulchan Aruch is full, Maseches Chulin is full, that if you have cooked food where the dam clearly is dam mevushel, still the halakha is in Allah eat the food if it didn't undergo melicha to draw out the blood. L'chor, that's only an issa d'rabbanan. And this has tremendous nafkiminis. The famous psak halacha where Reb Chaim Brisker was debating back and forth with another Rav, who wanted to know about his derech halimud, and he told him what would be if meat falls into trefa meat, nevela, falls into a pot of kosher meat. And it's not clear whether the amount of kosher meat is 60 times the amount of trefa meat, whether you need 60 times the amount of meat, but you didn't know if there was shishim. Would it be mutu, would it be also? The Rav said, it's also, I'm a sofik. So the Rav was masking that l'chor it's only a suffix derabonon. Why is it only a suffix derabonon? Because min b'minoi nevela in basa shchuta, which we're going to learn about in Yitzhak Hashem in a few davim from now, the dinum of bittul b'roiv, but min b'minoi becomes bottle b'roiv. It's only min derabonon, you need 60. If you have a suffix, if you have 60, so l'chor you can be mekel. But Reb Chaim told him, what about the dam? The dam is min she'en minei, because the meat, the trefa meat, besides for the meat, it has the blood. The blood would be an issa chorus. It's an issa deraisa. And the issa deraisa, it's not clear if you have 60 times that amount. So he told him, so it'll be an issa deraisa. He told him, no, he says dam mevushel. Because once the meat falls in, it's dam mevushel, so it's only a sofek derabanan. So it was back and forth, chayzu chalil. In any case, the dam mevushel is l'chayra only derabanan. I say l'chayru because Rashi and Tesis argue about this in Chulin Daf Kuf Tes. According to Rashi, a din of dam shebishlo is only a kotch of the galoch. In Chulin, as far as Yisra Achila, dam shebishlo is deraisa. Tesis says over there that the din of dam shebishlo, even like Abi Chulin, is that it's not also in deraisa. The Rambam in Perek Vov, Machos Asus, Haloch Vov, doesn't even sound like the dam shavish. Clearly says the dam shavish like there's no chiyuv chorus, but it doesn't sound like there's no issa deraisa. Pasha says that there's no issa chorus, so then it's the rabbanon. The Rambam is not clear that the issa is only the rabbanon. So that's a whole discussion the Beis Yosef brings by Richus and Simon Pei Zayin, that we pass in dam shavish loy. It sounds to say that Dam Shabishloi is the stodim that's derais derabanan, which would mean that all of Hilchas Melicha, if meat was not salted, so then would it be an issur derais derabanan? Would it be mamish talking that? And by the way, an interesting, as an aside, the question came up when Rachman saw there was the story some years ago where treifa meat was served, nevelis was served to Erlich Eden for years, people were eating meat that was snuck in under the nose of the Mashgiach, and Rachman son, the butcher, was passing off non-kosher meat. Now, within the meat was non-kosher because it was nevela, it was trefis. But what happens if the meat was kosher meat, but it didn't undergo melicha? It'd still be tempting for a butcher. The meat didn't undergo melicha. The nafkimina will be that Shulchan Aruch in Choshev Mishpat says that Rachman son, if somebody served somebody food, let's say he had a restaurant, he served somebody food, the person ate a meal, was found out that the food is treif. So mekach tois, who would want to eat treif for food? He could demand his money back. But if the issue is only the Rabbanon, once he ate, if he bought it, so then he could definitely demand his money back. Once he ate, he can't demand his money back and say that's a mekach tois. What the havon of that? There's a famous Nesivus that talks about this. This is a fundamental chil between Yisur, Deraisa, Derabanan. But here's an afkamina. In Choshev Mishpat, if somebody bought meat that didn't go through salting, and it was bosa that had dam, could he claim his money back? Is there an Issa Deraisa? The food is certainly cooked. The dam shabishla. Could he claim his money back or not on the food that he already ate, on the meat that was already bought that he consumed? That would be totally in whether the dam of Ushul is an Issa Deraisa or an Issa Derabon. Chman son, we shouldn't have such childs. Let's go back to the halacha itself. The Rajma Chundaf Kufir Aleph brings from the Sefer Itur something in between. He brings from the Sefer Itur that dam of Ushul is an Issa Deraisa, but it's not a Chiv Koris. The way he says it is that it's like a Chatzishir. Same way, if a person eats a half a kazayis of chaylev, or a half a kazayis of chazer, or half a kazayis of bosom cholov, he's not chay malkis, but it's also mideraisa, because we paskin in yumo. The chatzi she also minatera, a person now let eat even a mashu machol sasurois. The same thing is true. Dam shebishlo is a chatzi she. Frank the Shagasai. The Shagasai is in Chuvis Achadosh Simitah Zayin. He says, what's tzushta? When something's missing in the shear, that means, it's chazer. It's bona fide basav cholov. It's bona fide nevela. It's bona fide chazer. But he's missing in the ma'isa achili. He doesn't eat the amount that would be mechayv malchus. I understand he ate chazer, but it's not the amount. But over here, if it's oiz dam, the Shagasai's understanding is the dam shabishlo. It's not the dam. The Torah discussed dam that's roi to go on the mizbeach. Dam that's not roi to go on the mizbeach is not dam. What's the difference if chemically it tests the same way? If the Torah does not halachically define that as dam, and it's taka not the dam that's pechi of koros, so what is it? That's a chatzishir? That's a chatzishir. So, in order to be able to define what the Bala Itur means by saying that this dam is like a chatzishir, it will be magdim one other understanding which doesn't really sound like that's what the Bala Itur means. One way of understanding it is to say that there's an Issa Yoytze. Sugis in the beginning of Bechairis describe, there's an Issa of Yoytze had the Midover Atome. That means, let's say, the eggs of a bird which are Tome. It's not considered, the eggs are not considered Bosor Oif Tome. Or the Cholov that's Yoytze from a Behemoth Tome is not Bosor Tome. It's not Mamisha Alam, but it's a Tosefis in the Pasuk that a Yoytze min Atome is Kitome. So also you'll say that the dam, others want to say that the dam that's mevushal, at the end of the day, it was produced from dam that had an Issa Deraisa. So it's an Issa Deraisa of Yoytze, which is an auxiliary Issa Deraisa, it's not an Issa Chomer. Drinking treifa milk, despite the fact that it's an Avera and it's Machol Sasuris, but doesn't have the same toikiv of a lav, there's no Malkus for it. So the same thing you'll say by dam shebishli. Doesn't sound like that's what he means when he says chatzishir. Sounds what he's saying is that it's not the full Maisa. What it would sound like, what's going on over here, is a deeper concept. We'll be Magdim. The Gemara in the beginning in the Dharm divides Yisurei Torah into two categories. There's what's called the Issa Gavra, and there's what's called an Issa Chefza. We use this categorization extensively, and what it means is, there are certain things, which are, let's say we're talking about Isurim, which are also, the thing itself is also. The thing itself is a Dvar Isur. The reason why it's also is because of the nature of the thing itself. Basav Cholav Chazer, the Chefza itself is a Dover that the Torah doesn't want to be imbibed by a Yid. The way to be Oiver is by doing a Maisa Achila. But the person doing the Maisachil, the reason why it's Osir is because of the nature of the thing itself. Without getting into the problem of why things are awesome, but the definition of what's awesome is that the chayfitz itself is awesome. There are certain things, let's say the Gemara of this moment, it's a shvua, where a person makes a shvua that he's not going to eat chocolate cake. Something wrong with chocolate cake? Maybe there is, but in halacha, there's nothing wrong with chocolate cake. The problem is that he has to be shayme piv, and he has to be mekayim the shvua of not eating the chocolate cake, so he's not allowed to eat the chocolate cake. There's nothing wrong with the chocolate cake itself. The Gemara says that neder is when he asks the thing itself becomes awesome. Now, l'chor, there's a neat divide. There are certain isurim which are in the zach itself. There are certain things which are mitzad the person, not in the object, but in the person performing the act on the object. Is a gavra, is a chefta. There's somewhat of a gray area in between. Let's say we're talking about machol v'sasuris, and we'll define that as isurim that are shayich to kachal. L'mashal, we've been learning about the sugis of pigul. The macholosa, the meichel ha'osa that's called pigul, is a korban. Is anything wrong with the basar itself? The basar itself is basar korban. It, first of all, it's meat. It's kosher meat. It was shechted kedin. Second of all, not only is it kosher meat, but it was also basar of a korban. What's the problem? The problem is the machshava pasled it from a korban. That paslos creates a issa koros. Is that an issa chefta? The pashtus, yeah, became awesome. But if you think about it, it's hard to define it as a classic issa chefta. It's something in between. That means that the musig of pigul is the distortion of what the korban is. It's mitzad the gavra, mitzad his avodas hakorban, mitzad the koyin, mitzad the bailam. It's mitzad what it represents in the world of the person who is being oivid the korban. The Torah took that iser, which is Toloi, not, which l'chor is not an isser in the object. The Torah took that, which is an isser mitzad the people involved, mitzad the oivid, mitzad the shoichid, mitzad the bailam, and it put that into the chefetz. It's somewhat, not an isser chefetz, because it's not the nature of the meat itself, which is also. It's not an isser gavra, because it's the piece of food that's also. The piece, gavra means that it's, I'm not allowed to do a certain act. Over here, it's the thing itself is awesome. But it's the thing itself is awesome, it's sad what it represents to the person. It's not the thing itself, it's sad the thing itself. Interesting, interesting in between. It could very well be, it's chiddush, but it could very well be that we could hear such a thought process when we're talking about dam. If the Torah defines dam as that which should be on the Mizbech, the Kapora, and the Torah clearly, let's read the Pesukim together in Pashas Achri Mois. Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Ki Nefesh HaBosah Badomhi. That which is existentially the Nefesh of the living organism is in the Dam. The Dam is the life force of the person or the animal. Vanine Satav Lochem Al HaMizbech L'Chapel Nafshei Seichem. I have told you to place that Nefesh of the Behema, of the Bosa on the Mizbech, lechaper on your nefesh. The behema is in place of you. The dam or the nefesh of the behema replaces, is mechaper for the dam and nefesh of the person who's bringing the carbon. Ki adam uba nefesh yichaper. Al kain, therefore, Marti levnei Yisrael, the Rabban Shalom says, ki nefesh mikem loisoy chaldom. Put that dam on the Mizbech. It's mechaper bimkoim the nefesh of Adam. Therefore, don't eat that dam. Vagea gobesechem de yichaldom. The Torah clearly relates the Issa Dam over here to the process of what the person should be doing. It could be an Issa Chefza, but it's not a pure, clear-cut Issa Chefza. Dam is an Issa that is taken from the context of what should be done with the Dam. Whenever we're talking about what should or shouldn't be done, we're talking about the person involved. We're not talking about the chefetz. We're not talking about the nature of the object. We're talking about the nature of the person's responsibilities towards that object. If that's the case, maybe what we can understand is that Balaito understood that the issur of dam is a maisa of totally removing that dam from the sphere of kibedom hu, ken omarti, that should be put on the mizbech, l'chap al nafshe seichem, and taking that dam, which we put on the Mizbeach and turned into a kapara, and taking and instead of using that nefesh, habosa, to be mechaper, to be meratze, to be mala, and the person becoming nischaper al yidei that dam going on the Mizbeach, instead he takes the dam, he makes it part of himself, and he makes the nefesh habahamas into him. That maisa, the full brunt of that maisa is taking the dam hanefesh, the dam that's royal kapara, and distorting what the purpose of that dam is, what the message of that dam is, what the message of what that represents, and making it part of himself, of drinking that blood. Mashen, can if he only drank dam shebishloi, it's dam. Bechefza, it's dam. But the iser is the full maisa, which is the opposite of putting it on the mizbech. Over here, it's not the full opposite, because the maisa, it couldn't have been put practically on the mizbech. It's dam shebishle. Dam shebishle is posel lakrova. Lazrikas adam. So how much of a maisa, it's a qualitatively compromised maisa of ingesting blood. It's a qualitatively compromised maisa of distortion of dam ala mizbech. It's only a half a maisa of that, of achilas dam. If we look at the issa chefta, so it either is, or it ain't. It either is the dam that the Torah asked, or it was poka mimenu, it was bottle mimenu, it was removed from it to shame dam. Dam shebishla is not dam. That's the shechazai's kasha. L'choyra, the way to understand the Balaitu is by understanding that his way of looking at that achilas cheftza of dam is in terms of the maisa, the opposite maisa of l'chape al nafshe seichem. If it's not dam, that's roi, befoil, to be put on the mizbeach, so it's only a half a maisa, it's ke'en chatzishir. Again, that's to explain the Balaitu. Whether anybody else, the other Rishonim, hold of this concept or not is debatable. But the concept certainly opens up our eyes to hear, first of all, so it's an eye-opener, legabi korbonus, legabi dam, and the issa dam bechlal now becomes part of the whole idea of korbonus, what they represent, and distorting that idea is the issa of dam, which is anyways not our chiddush, that's mufurish in the pasuk in Parshas Achrimois.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.